Like a handful of other state senators with the pragmatic streak, Eagle River Democrat Jim Holprin has spent the last several months on a committee studying Wisconsin's mining laws in great detail. Their stated goal is to modernize Wisconsin's mining laws in a way that makes the state more business-friendly without hurting environmental protections. But as the committee unveiled its first draft, Holprin explained his view that it was probably all for naught.
I am skeptical, bordering on cynical, that the draft that comes out of these deliberations will be acceptable to the legislature, and let me tell you why.
That legislature will be run by Republicans, many of whom have said they like the mining bill that failed in the Senate last session. That bill sped up the mining process for mines, but it also rewrote several environmental laws to make it easier to mine, a point Holprin says proponents refuse to acknowledge.
They have simply, flatly asserted, without apparent fear of contradiction, that there are no environmental standards relaxed in AB 426.
A bill tentatively backed by the Mining Committee on which Holprin sits would also streamline the permitting process. It would leave environmental standards largely untouched. But Holprin expects Republicans to pass something more like they did last session. His prediction after that? A public that's distrustful of the final product, years of gridlock in court, and no mine cited for probably a decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.